Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Humans cooperate with each other on a daily basis without even thinking about it. So how do other species work together? Johns Hopkins University's Associate Professor of Psychological and Brain Sciences, Eric Fortune, takes a look.
How do animals cooperate? From humanity's greatest achievements, like building the pyramids, to the simple pleasure of dancing, every day we engage in cooperative behaviors that seemingly define the human experience. But we are not the only animals that cooperate. Animals from ants to dolphins to zebras all participate in cooperative behaviors that can be critical for their survival and reproduction. We decided to ask a simple but challenging question: how do the brains of animals coordinate behavior for the purpose of cooperation? This is a difficult question because we hardly understand how the brain of a single person or animal controls itself. So we looked to nature for some help, and it came with the discovery of a special species of birds, plain-tailed wrens, found on the slopes of the Andes near the equator. These wrens cooperate to sing an amazing duet in which males and females alternate singing so rapidly that it sounds as if a single bird is singing. If their song is composed of four letters, A, B, C, and D, the female might sing A and C, and the male B and D. Here's what it sounds like. So how do the brains of the two birds control this cooperative performance? Consider two people dancing together. Clearly, each person would know his or her own part of the dance. This is exactly what we thought we would find in the brains of the birds. Each would have a memory of their own parts. What we found instead was quite surprising. We found that both birds had the strongest memory of the combined cooperative duet, a behavior that neither can produce alone. Their brains seemed wired for cooperation. And it is likely that our brains use the same strategy for cooperative performances, like dancing a tango.
That was Johns Hopkins University's Eric Fortune. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.